Scala, a high-level statically typed programming language, famous for fusing object-oriented and functional programming paradigms together in a clean, concise syntax. It was designed in Switzerland by computer scientist Martin Odersky and first released in 2004. The name Scala means scalable language, and it's lived up to that name by powering the large-scale analytics engine Apache Spark, the large-scale social media platforms of X and LinkedIn, and large-scale genomics projects like Atom. It's one of many JVM languages that compile to bytecode to run on the Java virtual machine. It can interop with Java and use Java libraries, but what it doesn't have is Java's boilerplate. No static void main string args just to say hello world. But most importantly, it gets functional by making no distinction between statements and expressions. Everything is a value. That means every if statement or for loop can be assigned to a variable. When combined with type inference, the end result is concise, expressive, and safe code. And it provides features like higher order functions, null safety, pattern matching, and algebraic data types that dramatically reduce the amount of pain you'll suffer as a Java developer. To get started, you'll first want to install the JVM and then the Scala compiler. From there, we'll create an SBT file, which is Scala's build tool and includes metadata about the application. And then we'll write the actual code in a .scala file. Just like in Java, we can create a class and then inside that class define a main function. We can also define a trait to apply a type interface to this class, or by changing the class keyword to object, we automatically create a singleton. It looks like typical OOP, but here's where things get weird. Any variable declared with val is immutable, and most data structures in the standard library, like lists, are also immutable, although it is possible to make values mutable with var. And notice how the type is automatically inferred as an integer, although it could be made explicit. Now, everything is a value, so if we have an if statement like this, we can assign it to a variable like that. That's cool, but if you're a Java developer, you've likely been tortured by null pointer exceptions. This bad code example is trying to cast null as an integer, which could lead to runtime errors. But in Scala, you can use the option type, which itself is a monad, to safely represent an object of some or none, without the need to write annoying null checks in your code. Furthermore, higher order functions like flatmap allow us to transform the output of the original function by passing a function as an argument, in this case an anonymous function, but it could easily be passed by name as well. But there's more monads you should know about. Either represents one of two possible types, like left or right, a try represents a computation that might throw an exception, and future represents an asynchronous value that might resolve in the future. And when you combine these types with pattern matching, you get concise, readable, and scalable code. This has been Scala in 100 seconds. But if your goal is to master a functional programming language, you'll need a strong foundation in math and problem solving. And you can start building that foundation today thanks to this video sponsor, Brilliant. Their platform helps you build critical thinking skills through problem solving, not memorizing, which is a method proven to be 6 times more effective than watching lecture videos. Becoming a proficient programmer is not about memorizing syntax, it's all about critical thinking and problem solving. And by practicing with short interactive exercises every day, you'll quickly gain a deeper understanding of the mathematical concepts behind functional programming. And you can even do the exercises from your phone. To try everything Brilliant has to offer for free for 30 days, head over to brilliant.org/fireship or scan this QR code for 20% off a premium annual subscription. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.